I'd like to teach the world to bring experience to bear on challenges that we all face and problems we all share. I'd like to give the world a hug and shower it with love. We all can change the world we're in with lessons from above.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Hugs, Hearts Uniting God's Spirit. I am your host, Antika Libby, and I'm coming to you live from Alaska. It is 4 o'clock and the sun is bright still, which means that we are headed into summer. It was also up about 7 this morning. So I don't know if you've ever visited Alaska or if you want to, but now is such a beautiful time to come up here. We have had an amazing summer-like winter. So anyway, I want to say thank you and welcome for joining us here on USC Radio Productions. It is beautiful to be here live coming to you on our beautiful platform here. So thank you. And welcome to all of our Blog Talk listeners who have come over, our iTunes listeners, the Hugs podcast listeners, and everyone who are going to be just listening in the future. Welcome to you too. It's beautiful to see Hugs continue to grow and spread around the world, and it's just a delight. So as you know, we have been moving through the Divine in 9, my signature course. We've been moving through some of the highlights of the course, and we're going to continue doing that today. But first, I have a very, very special guest for you. And she has enlightened my life in the last year. She has brought me to know fashion and dress and inspired me personally to just speak a lot of truth in my life and given me an outlet to do that. She is also just a divine creator in her own right, and I think that you're going to be really excited to hear from her. So you're going to get some vitality and some beauty and some wealth tips today for sure. And that is what we promise you here on Hugs. But before I introduce her, let me introduce myself just in case you're new here and you don't even know who's speaking to you. So my name is Antika Lisha Libby. I am the creator of Divinely You and a host here on Hugs and Hugs Daily, where I lead a daily meditation, a refreshing walk and wash just to center you and get you in line with your highest purpose. My mission in life is to help you see how amazing and beautiful you are, to boost your confidence and raise you up so that you can live a life, the life that God has designed you to live, and step into it with trust and awareness and confidence. And I do that through my programs at antikalibby.com and through Hugs and books and through speaking gigs all over the place. So you can jump on over. I have a very special gift, a thank you for just listening. It is a video program called Embrace You, and all you have to do is tell me where to send it, and you can get that at antikalibby.com. Let me spell it for you. antikalibby.com. So that said, I love hooking up with and teaming up with other amazing people that are changing the world, bringing our best foot forward, showing more beauty, stepping into their brilliance, and just shining their light. And our guest today, Angel Quintana, is one of those people. So I met Angel about a year ago, and I met her through our good friend Tamron Krem, who hasn't been on the show for a while, but has been a guest many times. She is a light in the world. And Angel told me about this amazing gathering that she was putting together of women who have found success in business and in life, and posing the question, what does success mean to you? Now, Angel by trade is one of the most brilliant branding experts that I've seen. The way that she turns things around and the programs and people, her clients that I've seen, are just breathtaking how she helps you to see and express your own light. She also has a magnificent online magazine called Holistic Fashionistas Magazine, which I am proud to be a part of and a partner with. And she, I mean, literally lays out some of the best fashion tips in the world. I was not a person that got out of my yoga pants that often until a few years ago. And I tell you, when you put on clothes that just feel like you and express you, it just feels wonderful. And she really lays that out and tells you in a down-to-earth way how to do that. So I highly recommend getting on her email list, and she'll tell you how to do that here in a minute. But how we really connected is through that book that I was talking about, The Holistic Fashionista Memoirs. And so she is here to tell us about that book, because you can get your own copy right now on Amazon, and we're going to have a big celebration about it this next week. So you'll definitely be able to get yours. And she's here to tell us about that, some of the people in it, and you know, if you want to, just say hi, Angel. Say hi.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for the warm welcome. You know, it's always interesting and, you know, exciting to hear somebody else introduce you. And I thank you so much for your kind words in that great introduction.
You are welcome. I just love that. I just want you to know, like, sometimes we get those like you were saying earlier, like, can I just wing it, I asked, in a roundabout way. And she said, yeah, just wing it. I'd rather hear how you'd introduce me from your heart. So I'm happy to do that.
Yay, so, awesome. Definitely.
Besides your amazing branding stuff, and I know that you also have, and I just want everyone to know, because I have a lot of entrepreneurs and people that are speaking from the heart come to Hugs to really start expressing that confidence within themselves. So I know that you do some branding stuff and you have a special offer right now. And I just would want to give you a moment before we really get deep into the book to just share the program that you are offering right now with, what was her name? I'm forgetting it, but I can see the whole layout on the email.
We have quite a few things going on at Holistic Fashionista right now, and it's actually constantly evolving because I'm always partnering up with different fabulous women in business. The most recent thing that we probably have going on is a mastermind group that we're doing. It's called The Salon, and I'm hosting that solo, but with five other entrepreneurs. There's actually one seat left in that, but yeah, if they actually visit my website, they can see that we've actually got, you know, a free trainings course. We've got other opportunities to, you know, get the message out about some whatever awesome, you know, thing you've got going on in your life that you need more exposure. It really, Holistic Fashionistas is just the hub for people that are doing big things in the world, and they're making positive change, and they're vibrating at a high frequency that's resonating with the greater good. So that's kind of what we're up to currently.
That is so cool. And it's so true too. I love visiting your website because there's everything there. And it's extremely it's inspiring. So it's holisticfashionistas.com, correct?
Yeah, it's actually not plural. It's just holisticfashionista.com.
One, holisticfashionista.com. So she makes you own it, ladies. You hear it already. You are a holistic fashionista when you go there. So tell us a little bit about your magazine, because it also is fantastic, and I love reading it every month.
Thank you. Well, it's funny because I started doing business and branding coaching 3 years ago, and the magazine was actually another way for me to help my clients get more exposure. And then I had little did I know that it was going to kind of take on a life of its own. And in the magazine, you now have TV shows and radio shows, and it's really just a place for our entrepreneurial women to share their business advice, their fashion tips, their mind, body, spirit expertise, to really help the woman in business have a balanced life, but also to pursue her dreams and make money at it while she's at it.
And that's really it. I'm learning that money comes in many, many, many different ways and many, many, many different forms. And it's so amazing. And one place that I really got an opening to that is within your book, our book, Holistic Fashionista Memoirs. And so how did that come to be? I know it's been a huge project. It's so cool to see it out. I love the cover, and I love the stories in it because I do have my own copy.
Well, it came to be mostly, first of all, I had no idea that when I started this process, actually it's 1 year ago, last February, I went on a journey to find, you know, 99 women, and not even women in business, just 99 women that had gone through a struggle in their life, who had a story to tell, and I wanted them to collaborate with me and share their story in a book. At first I thought I was just going to write my own, you know, autobiography and share my story, but I thought it would be much more powerful and collaborative and, even a better marketing strategy to really get it out into a lot more people's eyes and ears and hearts. If I collaborated with other women, and what ended up happening is as I was scouting for all these women who would share their story in the book, I realized every single person that I spoke to had their own business. And I was like, okay, this has got to be a sign from somewhere above of me. And I really needed to take a look and realize that this was about not only sharing your personal memoir and struggle, but how it really led you to a purpose that turned into a business that these women made possible for themselves. And that's kind of what ended up happening. And along the way, I met 36 inspiring women in business who are doing holistic things that are helping change people's lives in a really beautiful way.
And the book itself is so inspiring. Every chapter is a little bit different. Every chapter is just really speaks to a different struggle, a different persona. And I know for me personally, I got to share a bit of my struggle that was unrelated to what is my normal platform in this, because you didn't come to me and say, hey, what is your biggest struggle and blah, blah, blah. And I know that you stand on a platform for sexual abuse victims. Like, you didn't come to me from that place. You just said, yeah, what's your biggest struggle? And, yes, it plays into my life story, but self-worth was, you know, I think that has been my biggest struggle, you know, despite a childhood of abuse, like the self-worth aspect of it. So I got to write on that self-worth and how it kind of tracks and being worthy as a woman and the success that comes from going beyond that. And now as a speaker, as an author in different venues and a coach, it's just so amazing to have it in writing. I'm doing this and see it. So I want to thank you for allowing me to have a different platform other than, you know, I survived childhood abuse. It was pretty, it was just fun to own a very personal part that wasn't done to me, but that was a deeper seed within me that I got to overcome and see in a bigger picture. So, but you had some pretty amazing other stories too. So will you just share a few, highlight a little bit?
You know, everybody's story is so drastically different. And I think coming from, I don't know that I could do it justice to share somebody else's interpretation of the story, but it anywhere from, you know, struggling with, you know, weight issues to acne to, you know, dealing with death, you know, terminal illnesses. I mean, it's literally, you know, what ends up happening is you read this book and you realize that whatever problem that you're having in your life, someone out there is probably having something just as equally traumatic and horrific, if not worse than you. And you're seeing that this person came out of that. And so no matter what stage of, you know, life you're in and whatever you're going through, these women are illustrating all different subjects that go back to what has really shaped them as a woman. And that's really the beauty in this whole book is, you know, women coming from different countries who, you know, it's just fascinating to me to see that I've found my tribe of women that have, you know, went through something, you know, terrible in their life and came out still being really beautiful, thoughtful, sincere people on this planet. And I don't know about you, Antigua, but I kind of started to realize that it's the sufferers out there, the people that have struggled through something really traumatic, probably more than once in their life. And if they can have the strength to deal with that, they actually end up being the change agents of this world, you know, really showing what's possible because they've seen such a dark side that now they're the light. And I really believe that those are the visionaries who are here to really make drastic change in the planet.
Well, I agree. Being one myself, I agree. But it really does give us a perspective. You can stick in that sorrow, that the abuse and the cycle, whatever it is for you. Or you can take it as perspective and really drink from it of just passion and compassion and turn all the negativity into uplifting words for others that are there or for yourself. And it is a little bit of work, but once you kind of get through that, wouldn't you say, I think throughout the book too, once you got through that, then it was just, we're all in kind of this wave of, yes, it is success. It's worthiness. It is a complete opposite of what we went through.
Mm-hmm. And it's like we never knew what the path was going to be on the other side. All we could see at that point was like, this is horrible. How could, like, you know, I be dealt these cards? And it's at the end of the day, it's like, you don't know the master plan. The master plan is not for you to know. It's for you to endure and I don't know. I mean, I always say that it's that I didn't know I was going to come out, you know, create a magazine and changing thousands of people's lives. I just didn't know that because at the time it was so bad. And I don't know if that's any inspiration to any listeners out there that they're going through something. It's like you could be a huge inspiration to others and share your story and your purpose with others too.
Absolutely. Would you share a little bit of your story?
My story, it happens to be about my best friend from high school, and we moved to, I moved to San Francisco, and she followed me a year later. We were both very young. I was 18, she was 16, and we were very poor. And we were living in San Francisco. I don't know, we were even surviving because that city was so expensive. I remember I was making minimum wage. I was trying to go to college. And we were just, you know, but we came from nothing. So we're like, we're not going to, you know, go back home. And, you know, that was just not an option for us. And so we went on this journey trying to, you know, raise each other. And what ends up happening is, you know, Michelle meets a guy. We become friends with his friends, and we create this entire, our own family within this new tribe of people. And one of the people ends up dying, and it ends up being a catalyst for, you know, severe change in our lives and just really how that brought us even closer together as best friends and the life lessons that it taught me. That's actually the work that I do today is, you know, taking those life lessons and turning it into gold.
Mm. You're also an amazing artist.
Oh, thank you.
that's just the vibe I get. Granted, we have not met in person, but just how you place things together and put things together, just now that we're live, I just want to just share with you, like, I really see that. I see what care you take at really creating artwork, not only for yourself and your own image, but with the pictures that you display, with the words that you put together, with the people that you bring together. They're very colorful. They're lively. And to be a part of that, I have to see my own color in my own life, which, and my own creativity. You know, it kind of makes me step up a little bit. So it's so good to know that that paradoxical world there that we live in, the mirror image, because it's like, wow, like this is huge, and these people are so creative. And I really see that with the people that you're attract are very creative, and you just shine out creativity from everything that you do. So it's entertaining. I highly, highly recommend everybody jumping over and visiting holisticfashionista.com.
Thank you. So, it's so funny you bring that up because it's been such a struggle my whole life to ever call myself an artist. I didn't grow up in a artistic family whatsoever. So, you know, this, you know, creation of whatever I've created has just been through, you know, obsessive compulsion of trying to be the best at what you do. And so I appreciate you saying that. That's just nice to hear.
Oh, good. It means even more than excellent. Oh, my goodness. So how do we get the book? I know that you're doing a signing in LA in April.
Mm-hmm.
And June, I know you were saying that you had a few details, but how do we make sure that they get the details? Where do we sign in? And where can they get the book? Is it going to be on Kindle? All those kind of questions.
Okay.
All that.
So, well, first I want to let everybody know about the amazing bonuses that come with this
book.
Oh,
yes.
So, yes, let's talk about
that. Yes, our
first.
Bonuses.
Yeah, so the women in the book, not all of them, but I'd say at least 80% of them decided when we first started thinking about marketing this book, we really wanted to not only give this amazing, inspiring book, but of course we all had to go above and beyond because that's just how we roll. And we gave bonuses. So anybody that purchases the book, and actually if you are on the internet right now, you can go to holisticfashionista.com/memoirs. And on that page, you're going to basically meet all of the writers in the book. And many of these people have decided to put together a bonus. So anywhere from like a PDF or a gift card to their services. We've got video training series. We've got jewelry. I mean, there's people in the book that are giving away the most amazing things. And there's actually 24 free gifts for anybody who purchases the book from these amazing women. So all you have to do is check that out. If you are interested in obtaining these gifts, you just fill out your email here and you'll get directions on how to, you know, submit your proof of copy of purchase and all that. And then right there on the page, you'll also be able to buy the book on Amazon. So starting next week, it'll also be available on Kindle. So for me, I love to touch paper. I like to read books with my hands, not just with pushing, you know, a screen. So I do encourage, if you do like to read and actually hold the book, to purchase the actual paperback version of the book. There's just something about the cover and the paper of this book that just kind of really brings it to life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so that is holisticfashionista.com/memoir. And
memoirs.
So that's an S. So that's the S. Okay. So holisticfashionista.com/memoirs. And we'll have that on Hugs Talk with Antika on Facebook, our Facebook page. I'll make sure that that link is up there. I'll also have it up on the replay at antikalibby.com. So you'll be able to get that link there to go straight through it. So any place that you go, you'll be bound to be able to get to Angel. And there on holisticfashionistamemoir.com, holisticfashionista.com, you'll be able to learn more about the programs, her branding courses, everything else, the magazine. And I have a subscription to a few magazines that are online. And I have to say that Angel's Magazine is one of the funnest to look through because you get everything. You get business, you get spirituality, you get health and wellness, and you get fashion. And you get it in a way that's very enlightened, not in a Cosmo way. If that makes any sense. Can I say that? It's my show. I can say anything I want. That's just my personal opinion. No. But it's really uplifting and a lot of fun stuff and great advertisers, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful place to go. So I highly recommend that. Well, Angel, thank you so much for coming and spending this half hour with us. And is there anything else that you'd like to say or anything that else that you'd like us to know?
I'm sure there is. I think that if you, you know, want to spend some time on our website, you'll actually be able to get to know me more than maybe me just talking about myself. So I would just encourage them to take, you know, a few hours to kind of, you know, sift through the pages of the website. I'm pretty OCD, obsessive compulsive about, you know, making sure every page is just as equally inspiring as the next. So there's lots of, you know, free resources, and just goodness all over the place. So I just wanted to reiterate to check out holisticfashionista.com.
Fantastic. Again, thank you so much. And yes, I am part of the book. It has been such an honor to be a part of actually so many books this year. This one is very, very dear to my heart. I hope that you jump on over there and get it and get those bonuses. They are amazing. I have a bonus there too that goes even deeper than the thank you, the embrace you bonus that you have just for listening here that you can pick up at antikalibby.com. And for that, again, for all of those bonuses and to show that you bought the book, all you do is go to holisticfashionista.com/memoirs. holisticfashionista.com/memoirs. And we'll be right back. When we get back, I'm going to share with you week 5. This is the get out of the box. This is the open your wings and spread them for yourself and everything else around you and shine bright. This is one of my favorite weeks during the Divine in 9 course because this is where my clients transform their lives. So stick around. We'll be right back after these messages.
Ladies, are you one of those millions of women still suffering from the pain and devastation of divorce? 21 of the world's top divorce recovery experts will be available free at the Better Than Ever After Divorce World Online Healing Summit. Sign up today and access your free ebook, Living Again After Divorce, by Dr. D. Adio Moses at betterthaneverafterdivorce.com. It is free and you deserve.
She's got baggage, is what they'll say if you don't. The trauma transformer, Antika Libby, developed Divine in 9 to lead you to more confidence and beauty in 9 weeks or less. Isn't it about time you feel comfortable in your skin and great about who you are? Visit divineinnine.com.
How would you like to not only place yourself firmly on the path of ascension, but to speed up the process of moving into a fifth-dimensional body? Ascension initiate Alejandra has had a keen interest in the process of ascension, as well as the mystic arts, such as teleportation and levitation, and the process of reversing the aging process and achieving immortality. Alejandra is an internationally known teacher and healer and the author of the pioneering work on color energy therapy called Healing with the Rainbow Rays.
And welcome back. It is wonderful to be here. Let's see. Am I still here? So it is wonderful to be here. So let's just continue on. I'm going to jump in. I am not seeing my Skype on the version yet. So I just... don't know what to do.
See Blog Talk. Video show by the same name is creating a buzz in the chat rooms and with the radio listeners. Alejandra does personal sessions off the air, intuitive readings, coachings, and a myriad of healing modalities and techniques, which include Rainbow Liquid Light Ascension Sessions. Alejandra's website is www.colorhealing.com, and you may phone her at 408-986-8550. Listen to Healing with the Rainbow Rays on Mondays, 9 p.m. through 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
All right. So, that continued in playing. I thought it was over. So, the second half hour is going to be absolutely amazing. I am super, super duper excited about it. We have a fantastic show. So week five is my favorite week. It is jump out of your box week. This is the week where you take all of the things that you like, everything that you've discovered about yourself, and you put it into action. You put it into a yes mentality. And you start living into the absolute reality, the love that you are creating here. And so what we're going to do is we're going to start by simply just talking about what we did last week, and then we're going to dive deeper into it. And I'm sorry, I am having some technical issues here. I don't know what's happening. I'm not seeing any words coming up on Skype now that my guest was left, now that Angel left the show. And so I don't even know if we're live anymore, if this program is working. And I can't get a hold of the station director at the moment. So I am going to just keep talking and hope that everything works out just fine. All right. One more time. So, All right. Done what I can do. All right. So Divine in Nine this week, like I said, is about breaking out of your box. So what we're going to do is we're going to take all of that list of everything that you liked, everything that you love about yourself, that list of your morals and your values, the list of everything that you like to do and the pleasure principle. And we're going to mold it into you creating a life that you can digest. Because last week we talked about that nourishing, that digesting aspect, digesting your life and how amazing and wonderful that is for you. So you can start living into and stepping into this life. So God created a life for you that is good, that is fulfilling. And even through the hard times, you feel fulfilled. You feel acknowledged. You feel loved. You feel like you're on purpose. And that is that's what you do. That's what you're going to step into. That's who you're going to be. You're going to be the person that you want to live into. When you look back on the day, you say, yes, I did a good job. The problem when we don't define who we want to be, we walk around with uncertainty. And what also happens is we walk around being whom other people want us to be. And that makes it very, very confusing to live. That makes it very confusing to live. So, you don't want to live that way. What you want to do is say yes to you. And as you get more and more clarity about different things that you like and ways of being that you enjoy, then you're going to know for sure if you're living into a place that fills you up, that feels good, that feels clear, and you can ask for God's help to eliminate the things that aren't here. I'm just talking to the program director here. And we're going to go deep into this right now. All right. So take a moment and just think about all of the things that you have been doing that fill you up. Fill you up with love, fill you up with your insights, fill you up with that natural divine essence that makes you feel like you're alive. And then you're going to write down a little bit about places in your life that you still feel like you haven't quite hit the mark yet. So this could be maybe you still raise your voice to your kids a little bit more often than you would like to. Maybe you eat too many snacks. Maybe you aren't loving somebody completely, or maybe you haven't forgiven some place in your life. And so go ahead and think about that. Write down those things that you can let go of today. And we're going to talk about a physical system. I told you a couple weeks ago that I would share with you what has been happening in my own life as I have literally stopped releasing weight. And we're going to, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what is happening. And then you can also work this into this week, because in this week in Divine and Nine, we are going to talk about your fight, flight system. It is your basic, it's part of your basic endocrine system, your survival system that works everything that just works automatically in your life. So your digestive tract, your elimination system, and everything. And and how this plays into your fitness, your weight loss, and your life in general, so you can get more out of your life. So when you have everything written down, we're going to walk through a little bit of the practice that we went through, that we work through in our Hugs Daily program at blogtalkradio.com/Antika. And in that daily meditation that we actually went through last week, you tapped into your heart center, and this is a place of forgiveness. So forgiveness is going to open you up to an alignment, to being in alignment, and really feeling like you are precious in your own sight and precious in God's sight. I feel like when you're off, we have a consciousness for a reason. You'll have that natural feeling of being guilty. Now, if you've been trained in your life to feel guilty or shameful from a childhood abuse situation or an abuse of something else in your life, someone else usually, then what you need to do is start recognizing real guilt, real shame, real consciousness by really putting it together with your morals and your values. Hopefully your values are much like love your brother, be kind to one another, no stealing, no lying. Those basic moral standards are mixed in with your values. And your values can be like your family. If your family comes first, then they're high on that priority list. If God comes first in your self-study time, that's high on the priority list. If health and fitness is important to you, that's high on your values. What you value most. If your job is really, really important to you, then put in that value right there. And know that when you look, is the things that you're doing in life that you're feeling guilty for, are they sabotaging? Are they hurting your core values? Are they in alignment with your moral standards? And hopefully you have a moral standard from your faith, like the Ten Commandments. Five of those are about how we interact with other people, and five of those are how we relate and know God. So really knowing those laws, those moral standards, is going to help you look at your life and say, oh, is that a true guilt? Or am I feeling guilty just out of habit, habitual habit? And I think many of us live in this place of habitual guilt and habitual shame. Because we were trained to do that. So we have the nature and we have the nurture. So if you were raised in a family that was angry a lot, that your kind of nature and nurture might roll together. If it's been in your family for a long time, they've been hot-tempered or they've been alcoholics. It's in both. So if it's ingrained with both, it's really important to open your eyes and just say, okay, this is just what I'm going to deal with. But the thing is I'm no longer going to play into it. And to bring us back to the beginning of this conversation, you go into your heart center, the meditation that we do each day on Hugs Daily. You can join me in the morning on Blog Talk. And the one that we did last week on the show. And what you do with it is then you forgive. You forgive yourself. You forgive those emotions. Forgive shame. Forgive anger. Forgive hate. Forgive disappointment. Forgive heartbreak. It's funny as we kind of think of them as personalities, but they really are spirits. They're airs. Have you ever felt somebody that said, oh, she just has an air about her. He just has an air about him. And then they label that emotion. That's their air. So forgive those airs. Forgive those spirits. Send them away. And if you want to go deeper into how to do that, feel free to schedule an appointment with me. They're absolutely a gift from God to you because God provides for me in many other ways. And so I have opened my schedule on Tuesdays and Thursdays to work with you, to help you to learn techniques, learn tools, and practice those tools to end these repetitious cycles of self-abuse, which is beating yourself up and feeling guilty, emotional eating, all those things that play into these negative emotions. So the emotions no longer have power over you, but you have your own power, your own truth within you. And that lines up with your values, your moral standards that we went over the last couple weeks. So if you'd like to make that appointment, you can at AntikaLibby.com, right there on our homepage, AntikaLibby.com, right there on our homepage. So the next thing that we're going to talk about today as we break out of the box is the fight, flight, or freeze mechanisms in the body. So this system is easy to get stuck in. It actually sticks us in survival mode. And when it does, it can wreak havoc on our physical bodies and within our mental health because it throws our systems totally off. But you can reset this system. And one way you can do that is working with special doctors that actually reset the endocrine system. They're chiropractors. I know this because my mother is one of them. And when I first got my endocrine system my fight, flight, or freeze system, my response turned off, turned down. I was in my 20s. I was very sick. I had adrenal failure. It was the end of my physical lessons in pain and suffering. But I was nearly dead. I was very tired. I was pushing through everything. I had to be on high adrenaline always to function, even though I was meditating and doing yoga. But it was reset. And then I got to actually start seeing the benefits, the results of all of the mental and physical healing work that I had been involved in for nearly a decade by that point. At least 5 years, intensely for 5 years. So cravings went away. My adrenals started functioning again. My pancreas started working again. I started feeling better. Eventually, I got married and had kids. All of that I don't think would have been able to happen without resetting the system. Within Divine in Nine, I walk you through a practice that actually busts through this system. And we work with releasing the emotional triggers, those low vibrations of emotions, the shame, the guilt, the lack of hope, the hopelessness, the despair and the hatred, those emotions that we hold in, of forgiving those emotions, forgiving yourself, forgiving God, and letting those go. So we work through all of those things. And it's not me saying, oh, those aren't right. Because sometimes, like I was saying in the beginning of this half hour, it is absolutely crucial that we feel shame, because we should. It is our own body's response, our own system saying, oh, that wasn't right. That was against your moral code. That was against your values. You shouldn't do that. That your time isn't valuable there. And we feel a little bit of shame, and it should be an immediate ding. And you stop doing that. It's a no, and you stop doing that. However, if you've been raised in that place of shame, it's really important that you jump out of the box and you really start looking into those beliefs, those judgments, breaking down those barriers and setting yourself free. So your fight, flight, or freeze system starts working for you instead of against you. Now, some things happen. So my fight, flight, or freeze system has been really good and was really good. I had it completely healthy until about 2 years ago. And an event happened in my life that really triggered my survival response. I was scared that my home, my life was threatened. I felt like a woman was coming in to sabotage it. And it was very, very painful for me and very scary for me. And within a couple days, I gained like 6 pounds. I'm going to be honest with you. I always say 10, but it was really about 5-6 pounds. And over the next year, 2 years, no matter if I did juice fasts and did my workouts, and really the harder I worked out, like I just did a 100-mile challenge this last month and I gained 5 pounds, it was my high alert. And when I went in each time to ask, what do I do? God gave me a plan. But I couldn't even bring myself to do the plans because the system was in such high alert. So it was impossible for me to even love myself into that the right way, follow my own guidance. I would do something else. Like I'd say in my heart, I'd hear, okay, do a HIIT workout, which I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to do short increments of workouts to give my adrenals a break, but still get my cardio in and feel good, and then do long yoga workouts because that's what I need to reset my system from making and storing fat. However, I didn't do that. I'd go and I'd go on long bike rides, or I'd do some really intense yoga, and all that was doing was stressing me out more, which literally was telling my body to make and store more fat cells. Or I'd say food combine and eat on a schedule. And instead I'd say, oh, I'm going to do a juice cleanse. And what that did is it told my body, oh, there wasn't enough. And I went into survival mode again. And for me, that wasn't what I needed. It makes sense for the common person. But for me, from the test I just got back, I got an endocrine panel done with a wonderful doctor here in Alaska. And if you want to know more about her, you can text me, Facebook me, Hugs Talk with Antika is the tag on Facebook for us. Like us there and just message me. I'll give you that information. and what she did, so you can find a practitioner in your area. But she took a panel of my blood, and she tested all of my endocrine system. And sure enough, my thyroid was in pretty good standing. My adrenals are in pretty good standing. Like, everything is pretty good. But my body is literally in a reverse mode where I'm not breaking down my little builders in my cell. I forget the name right now. My glycogen is just shooting and building, and they won't stop building. So my insulin can't get in there. So the insulin does the next best thing and says, oh, I'll just make another fat cell with this. And no matter what it does, it's like, yes, yes, yes. And then my estrogen is just making more estrogen. And it's just creating this cycle of fat storage. And the more my body eludes stress, even if I'm not stressed anymore, it's just stuck in a pattern. So I have to literally stop that pattern and recreate a new tract for my cells in order for this weight to shed. And so we've started doing that with herbs and other things. And it's very exciting. I'll keep you posted on what happens within my body. But I knew internally what to do. Is my point with this. I knew internally what my body needed, but because it was so out of my box, out of the work out hard, eat God's food, and do this, even though I had heard that my adrenals couldn't handle much, so I liked the HIIT workouts and I liked lifting weights and doing things slow, I got into that. But that wasn't enough for me. Right now, I really needed to allow my body, allow my mind to trust that I was safe, that my life isn't threatened. When I was a kid, I learned to protect myself, to stay and fight. And now my body was doing that protection for me. When I was a kid, I just grew. You know, you're growing. But as an adult, my body just said, okay, we're going to grow here again. We're just going to get bigger. We're going to hunker down and we're going to fight. I'm in fight mode. Where some people are in flight mode and they do the opposite. They go flighting and they just burn off the sugar. They just burn off the weight and they can't stop from losing weight. Have you ever met those people who can't gain weight? Their fight flight system are shifted, and I've worked with many people like that too. So it's important to find this neutral ground where your fight, flight, or freeze system is actually working together in harmony, and your survival, your body, your mind, your spirit knows that it is safe, it's in survival. And if you're not in a place of survival, that you do things in your life to shift that knowing. And those things are having to happen in my life right now. Major shifts are happening in my life personally to help my body relax. And some of them aren't that easy, but they're happening to help my body relax and know that it is safe so it can release this buckling down to fight. The funny thing is when these things happened, and I wonder what would have happened, I've had a couple stressors, and when each one of them happened, relating pretty much the same source, I wanted to flee. I wanted to take a break. I wanted to just get out of Dodge for a minute and take a break, but I didn't. I didn't allow my natural, like, just go take a break, take a breather, clear your head, meditate, find that peace. I didn't leave. I stayed. And so in agreement with my decision to stay, my body created this pattern of getting big and bulky, so I was ready to fight, literally. Because it doesn't know the difference of just a decision and real fear. It just gets into that pattern. I might have really shed weight and had the opposite response if I had actually left. If I had actually taken breaks, then I'll never know. But it's just interesting to see how you handle stressful situations, and from that, what you are going to do, how you can just really feel and receive that aha in your life on how your body's natural response is going to be, and then honor one of them. Even if it's, for me, I think even if I left for 2 or 3 days, it would have been okay. I would have been okay. So it's important to respect those boundaries that we also talked about earlier in this week. So we're going to continue on this magnificent journey through Divine in Nine. And then in just a few weeks, we are going to begin Hugs Talk with our guests. We're going to have three expert speakers each week. They're amazing. I told you a little bit about them next week, and we don't have time to go into it this week. But this is going to be a call-in series. We want your interaction. We want you to share this. Call in the first week with all of your mindset stuff, like negative self-talk, getting over traumas, dealing with just negative people in your life, anything that has to do with things that you can not put in a box, any vibrational stuff, how to speak sweetly to yourself, how to get over past trauma, all of those things. We have that. How to not do emotional eating. We are going to have that covered in week one, every first Monday of each month throughout 2014. The second Monday is going to be all about your body, fitness tips, nutrition tips, how to eat right for your body. What is happening with your fight, flight, or fright season? Body right now, like how can you manage that? I'm going to be sharing my insights, my knowledge, as well as now my understanding of this, and it's going to be fantastic. God works all things to good, so I promise he's going to work this through me for your good, marrying with my nutritional knowledge and everything else that I have here. And we have three experts there, so it's not just going to be me fielding your questions, but we are going to have a great team, and they're going to be with us every second Monday. Every third Monday, we have an amazing team. We're going to talk about God, how God works in your life, the Trinity around God, your issues around God, your questions about biblical truth, how the Holy Spirit works, you calling in for your testimonies. We want to hear from you, and I'm so excited about that. And then every fourth or fifth Monday of the month, depending on how many Mondays there are, we're going to have interviews, and we hope to hear from you. So you're going to get that call-in information. We're going to get everything there. And thank you so much for joining me here today on Hugs Talk. I am Antika, your host. You can get your free gift from me at antikalibby.com. It's an Embrace You video series that I'll send directly to your email box. AntikaLibby.com is where you pick that up and say hi. And join us on Facebook, facebook.com/hugstalkwithantika. And every week here at USCRadioProductions.com. Thank you so much for listening. It is such a joy to be heard and have you here. And we will talk to you next week. God bless.
She's got baggage. Is what they'll say if you don't choose to put it down. And that's why the trauma transformer, Antika Libby, developed Divine in Nine to lead you to more confidence and beauty in 9 weeks or less. Isn't it about time you feel comfortable in your skin and great about who you are? Visit DivineIn9.com.
Hugs, empowering women to feel, look, and be the hug and some inspiration to remember how great we are. I've been leading women who have suffered the pain and self-doubt that comes after abuse to their true beauty and power for decades. Tune in each Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 Eastern, when Hugs reaches out to you. Listen from your own computer at uscradioproductions.com. Learn more about me, Antika, and listen to past shows at antikalibby.com. That's AntikaLibby.
I'd like to give the world a hug and shower it with love. We all can change the world we're in with lessons from above. Ba-dum-bum-bum-ba-dum-ba-dum, ba-dum-bum-bum-ba-dum.